talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, we go to commercial and one play, touchdown. Once again, wide open. This time, Douglas again thought he had safety help. Did not. Fanatic Green Zone's presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Jason Peters looks like he's out of the game. And now, in which your offense has been not great, but not the worst offense in the history of the world, but the Vikings have scored, in four possessions, they've scored four times. Three touchdowns and a field goal. It's very difficult. Right now, basically the Vikings are on pace to score over 60 points.
Yeah, in fairness to Russell Douglas, if Kirk Cousins just rolled the other way, it would have been Sidney Jones because both wide receivers were wide open by 10 yards.
Which makes me then wonder about the safeties. Where is the safety help? That was not a blitz.
And during the break, we saw Malcolm Jenkins kind of having a meeting with the secondary about where they're supposed to be, because there's obviously a communication breakdown. There's something going on.
And Jim in Havertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Greaser. What's up, Jim?
Cause I appreciate you noticing whether they're blitzing or not, because they did so well last week. But you don't never blitz defensive backs. You're never blitz. Hardly ever outside. You know that.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we're trying to figure out.
I know they're not short of hand. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, where are they? And they're not around. They're not blitzing.
Agreed,
so why aren't they cut helping with the deep help? Two touchdowns in a row.
Obviously. Yeah. They're completely ugly. It's got ugly potential right now. It's got at least a 75% chance of being a complete ugly game. I want to go back to your debate with you guys. I agree to passion. I mean, I like the passion. I'm going to agree, I'm going to agree with Egan, though, because you never, Ty, answered the question whether this team is better with their receivers now instead of Carson's first year.
I think the first year.
All right. So I guess I might have missed that, but you weren't mentioning Alshon's name, and I agree with Pat, because that's what changes everything. Alshon's the big difference between the first year.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to be proven right now.
Now, I'll tell you what. If someone other than Alshon makes a catch here in this game, maybe I'll agree.
I'll literally take anybody. I don't care who it is.
There is
Sanders!
He's
a running back,
but that's a running back, though. That's not a receiver.
I don't care.
Unfortunately,
I'll take it.
The debate continues. But a touchdown.
Look who's back.
Flags, right down the field.
Look who's back, Ty.
Now, the question is, can they get a damn stop?
That's the big question.
It won't matter if they don't get any stop. They have zero stops this game.
You know, Ty, I saw probably about 2 years ago a story on Real Sports of Brian Gumbel about this high school coach. All he does is onside kicks.
Yep, onside kick, it goes for two.
Just onside kicks.
Yes.
How about it?
The problem is they've changed the rules of the pros to make onside kicks impossible because you can't overload one side anymore because it was proven that kickoffs were 30% more likely to get injuries and get concussions than other plays.
Yeah, caller makes a point on that.
Gorgeous
throw, by the way.
Beautiful throw, beautiful route. Listen, Carson is a gamer.
No, Carson's played well.
Yeah, Carson's been fine. He had a big run there. The issues, I understand it always goes back to the quarterback. If you're watching this game, it really has nothing to do with the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's the defense.
And even the passes that have been incomplete, most of them have been on the wide receiver's hands.
Right, like the fourth down play was on Alshon, and it was in traffic, so it's going to have heat on it because it has to have heat on it. Hit him in both hands. But you can't be mad about a quarterback throwing it with heat in traffic because it has to have heat on it, because if it doesn't, it gets picked off.
I like that drive, though, because it showed urgency. They responded quickly, and then you hope that if the defense can, in fact, get a stop and you come down and do it again, now you're back in within one score.
Can they just get one stop?
That's all we're here. We're not asking for the world here.
It's been touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. One punt is what we need. There was a popular song in earlier this year called One Kiss.
Who did that?
Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
Get one punt? Maybe someone can quickly do a parody. One punt is all it takes.
I would take a punt right now.
I would just take one punt.
I would just
get one punt.
You know they're punters that shouldn't get out there.
Yes.
Feed that man.
Right.
Feed the punter.
Right. Z in Chicago, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone. What's up, Z?
Hey, Hey guys. I'm sorry. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm watching the game as we're speaking right now. And I'm sick about it. Like physically sick about it. Like, what is going on with this team right now?
The defense.
Our secondary sucks really bad.
And it's so quick that they're so open that you can't ask the pass rush. You have to cover a guy for a little bit to allow a guy to get a sack. You can't get a sack if the guy literally just drops back and just throws it. Just 1, 2, 3 up and the guy's wide open. You got to have these corners have to, and the safeties have to play better.
No, they have to play beyond better. Like, I'm looking at the guy and I'm like, you're not even close to the guy. Like, you're not even close.
He's not even close.
Four touchdown easily.
Look at this.
Easily.
Once again, Vikings get the ball. Another guy wide open. I mean, guys are just wide open.
Wide open. Like, and you, listen, one thing, listen. I respect Carson Wentz. Because right now, he's doing his job. He is, oh my gosh, he's doing his whole job. And no one is.
Look at this. This is unbelievable.
Reciprocating that level of. Like, let's win.
Yeah, they're not picking him up.
No, you're absolutely right. They're not helping him out. And he can't play defense. And he was 7-0 by the first time he touched the ball, 10-0 the next time he touched the ball. He got a field goal. And then they come back, score touchdown.
Touchdown. I never would have thought. They play with us right now. They toying with us right now.
I never would have thought.
I don't like that because I know.
God.
I'm sorry. I know the Vikings got this little animosity towards us because, you know, that Super Bowl year or whatever, but they really toying with us right now, and I'm not.
I think we agree that
frustrating.
Coming into this game, you had to let Kirk Cousins beat you. Like, that was the whole thing. But Kirk Cousins had to beat you. He's doing that because you're stopping the run.
Right, but he's doing it because the guys are so open. I would like for him to have to throw one pass in a tight window.
Yeah,
he's not had to do that.
You're right.
Like, can he have one tight window throw?
Well, and here's a 3rd and 4 right now. After the defense did a good job of did a good job of bottling up the run in the first down. He finds Thielen on 2nd down. So you got a 3rd and 4. You need to get a stop.
Jason Peters is out with a knee injury, questionable return.
Cool, super
but,
cool.
But I mean, that's why you drafted Dillard, though. You knew he was going to have to play.
Jason Peters is out. God, I'm shocked.
And now
get him.
Yes,
there we go.
It's
going to
be a punt.
Needed. That's what you needed.
And Brandon Graham a sack on a real person.
Yeah, that's
on a real team, like
on a real
sack.
Offensive line, real quarterback. This could be a huge momentum swing,
huge.
Man. Huge.
Eagles right now got to get the ball back, and unfortunately have to score touchdowns because they got put in such a hole, you can't settle for any field goals. Normally, if you got 10, 13 points in the first half, you think you get 17 in the second half,
Jesus.
You score 30. They're probably going to have to score 40 to win this game, the Eagles.
Dude, when did Isaac Seumalo start playing for the Vikings?
You know what that is that Daytona or whatever, when they move him inside, guards don't know how to handle it because he's quick, so they don't know how to just grapple with him.
Yeah, he's been a revelation moving
inside.
Him inside.
Yeah. Which they did a lot during the Super Bowl year when they brought Chris Long in the game outside, and for some reason they got away with it. It just because Chris Long isn't here doesn't mean he's not allowed to play inside. It's like they couldn't figure out, like, why are we, well, where's Chris Long? Well, what about just putting him inside and letting somebody else play outside?
Yeah, you know, years ago they did that. Do you remember Chris Gokong?
Yes.
They did that. They would put him, he was at Cal Poly. He had like a million sacks at Cal Poly. So
and they moved him to linebacker.
And they said, oh, we'll move him to linebacker. The one game they actually put his hand in the dirt, he performed wonderfully. And then they never did it again.
And he's ended up out of the league.
Yes. His Hall of Fame career.
Where have you
sputtered.
Gone, Chris Gokong?
I wonder where he's at right now. He was a smart guy.
Oh, he probably has a nice job.
Yeah. Probably working in like an investment firm.
Yeah, Henry, you're on the green zone. You can watch the game with us as the Eagles take over at their own 22-yard line, trying to get it to 24-17.
Hey, Tyrone, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
If I had the money, I would fly up to Philly and speak to Jeff Lurie. We need an offense coordinator, and we also need a defense coordinator. I ain't happy at all.
It's not. Listen, the offensive coordinator hasn't been great. But I don't know how you blame the defensive coordinator when your corners are just getting blown by. You can't play for the guys. I'm not firing coaches. I'm firing players.
That's Seumalo again? Yep. Seumalo on
block. We can't get nothing going on offense.
What do you mean we can't get nothing going on offense? Did you watch the last offensive drive?
They just scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's that It's not. And they also, remember, the first drive, they started within their own 10 because of a penalty. And they've scored two out of their three times having the ball.
Now it's second down
at
14, man. What the hell?
Henry, just wait about 3 seconds and you'll see what we see.
Yep, that's why we tell you sync up with us.
I just seen it. First down.
Yeah, see? It's not the offensive calls.
I'll tell you
what it is right now is the only guess who's the only receiver he's able to throw to?
Well, and on that play, Carson has to roll out of the pocket because Sam Malu is once again blown up. He is a liability at this point.
It's tough, Henry, but calm down. Like, I understand the whole I'm angry. We both are angry. But right now, you're dealing with one receiver. Now Sanders, he apparently trusts. And a running game has not played great. And you gave up 24 points quickly. But if your corners stink, I just don't know how in this modern NFL where guys pass so much, you work around terrible corners.
Yeah, look, it's...
I don't know how you do it.
You said it. I mean, I'm not the biggest Jim Schwartz guy, but no defensive coordinator is calling a play where the guy gets blown by 10 yards.
Right.
That's
so what you do is you let the guy run right by you, but don't worry about it. He'll drop it. Like, that's not the call. The call is for them to perhaps defend a guy.
Now, it is troubling to me that the only people that he is throwing to are Alshon Jeffrey repeatedly.
And
you talk about this all the time. Just go straight, dude. Stop doing the dancing east-west. Miles Sanders, go straight. And
he could have got 2 or 3 yards.
And Brian Westbrook talked about that on the pregame show of Saquon learned to do it. Every running back learns to do it. You can't beat these guys in the NFL. You need to just go straight.
Right there. The cutback is there.
Yep.
The cutback's there.
Yep. And he decides.
He just misses it.
He just
put your foot in the ground and get north-south. The cutback lane's there.
That is exactly what Brian Westbrook said on the pregame show. Back to my point, the only guys he's trusting are Alshon Jeffrey, Dallas Goedert, and a little bit of Ertz, and then Miles Sanders with the touchdown. But other than that, it's becoming apparent of like, all right, I don't have much.
Hollins and Aguilar, just for him right now, they're not in the playbook for
him. Well, you know, I said earlier, at this point, Nelson Aguilar's idea of a catch is drawing pass interference.
Right, like it almost looks like when he gets physical, when he's running down the field, he's looking to draw a penalty
100%.
Rather than go get the ball.
100%.
These wide receivers go get the ball.
He doesn't have that dog in him that I'm going to fight for a ball. 50-50 catches, they're not 50-50 with Nelson Aguilar. They're 90-10.
Right, and everybody,
he's not coming down with it.
You're right, and everybody talks about the Chiefs and Mahomes' arm, and his arm is otherworldly, and he's going to be the highest paid player in football history, and I hope the guy goes to the Hall of Fame. But I saw a play earlier this game where they cut away from the Eagles game where the ball was within three. There was two defenders, one receiver. Mahomes just threw it up. And guess who came down with the ball? The Chiefs receiver, who, by the way, is a backup to the backup because both of their number one and number two receivers are both hurt right now. And he comes down with the ball and drags somebody into the end zone. Now, other than Alshon, who on this team right now could go grab a ball that's 50-50, rip it down, and make a play on the Eagles right
Alshon,
now?
Alshon,
that's it.
I mean, if you want to go wide receivers, Alshon's it.
Is it?
Receiving core, I mean, I do have faith in Goddard.
Goddard can do it. Ertz gets open,
yeah. I mean, now he's going to come down with the ball, but he's going right down with the ball. He's not fighting for extra yards.
Right.
He don't get paid for that.
So what this team needs...
You know what Zach Ertz is? He's Roger Dorn from Major League.
But no, he's better than that.
He's Roger Dorn. Roger Dorn was a good player.
No, he wasn't.
Roger Dorn was a good player. We want to get in an argument about Roger Dorn.
Roger Dorn was not a good player.
Let's go from the receiving corps to Roger Dorn if he was a good player. There's not a lot of faith there, man. There's not. They need. We talk about every week that, oh my God, they're missing Alshon Deshaun,
which makes a big difference.
It
clearly
does, but at some point you need to. One of these wide receivers need to step up.
Well, this is where I'm a little mad at Howie Roseman in real time. He drafted Rasul Douglas. I think the next play, I have to find it. Actually, Tyler, before, since we haven't done a lot of scores, can you look in who was drafted immediately after Rasul Douglas?
Like the very next pick?
Like the next, like, two or three picks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was a really good player. He drafted Sidney Jones.
Was it David Johnson?
It was, a good player. And then he drafted Sidney Jones. He drafted Aguilar. Well, actually, him and Chip, they were still, like, he wasn't in the basement yet when they drafted Aguilar. They were still, like, together before Chip got him pushed out. And he drafted Mac Hollins. At one point, when do you draft, at what point does he have to draft a guy who can actually play football?
There's not many guys worth value after Rasul Douglas. I mean, James Conner went 105.
Jesus. All right, well,
I mean, he was 105. Douglas was 99.
All right.
But in between, I mean, it was Janu Smith, Brandon Langley, Nas Jones, Trey Hendrickson, and C.J. Beathard.
Zach Ertz is another guy that's constantly looking for flags.
Oh,
like,
come
you
on,
catch
Zach.
That.
Come on, Ertz.
How?
You gotta
Sway.
Catch that.
They I mean, this team looks checked out.
He's got to catch that.
There's a few players that look like they're ready to play. Luckily for the Eagles fans, one of them is Carson Wentz. And then there's some guys out here who look like they are checked out. Look like they spent way too much time this week at the Mall of America, partying it up, and look checked out.
Well, I know they didn't party out in that city. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Green Zones presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. We have unique features in Jennifer Ward's. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania, New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800. Gambler, the Eagles got the ball back off of Kirk Cousins' interception. That was really Diggs' fault. What goes off his hands happens to pop in the air, and now the Eagles are attempting to move down the field. They just got a first down, and hopefully they'll call timeout. 50 seconds left.
If there was a better block there,
oh yeah, that could have went.
Jeffrey's gone.
Yep.
For big yards.
So Sendejo, who has been up and down, injuring his own players.
More down than up.
More down than up. He's one of the safeties that has not been on help coverage to go with Jenkins and McCloud. Zendejo's also stunk on some of these touchdowns.
In fact, the only time I'd say he was up was that interception.
He had another big play this year.
Yeah, what was it?
I think was it an interception? It couldn't have been. Because they don't turn, I don't know, it was something. But that was one. We mentioned two turnovers and zero for the Eagles. That happened. You got to look at these little things. That was the one thing.
Baby
that happened.
Steps.
The problem is because you give up 24, right now, getting a field goal before the half and then getting the ball back would be nice. The problem is you're down 24-10 because the defense did force a punt and get a turnover after spotting 24.
And the defense has played, I feel
and
like.
And they're also starting to get the cursed Cousins.
Well, unfortunately for the Eagles, the Vikings defense has been able to get to Carson Wentz.
Yes.
The offensive line has not done a good job holding up. Whether it be because Jason Peters is out with this game. We talked about how Sayamalu looks terrible, but there's another play right there where as soon as he hikes the ball, he's got guys in his face, and he has to start moving his feet, moving around. He's good at that, but it's not a recipe for success.
No, it is not. Damon Cheltenham, you're on 97.5 in the Green Zone watching this with us.
Hey, listen, fellas. Good afternoon to y'all.
What's going on?
Oh, man, you tell me what's going on. I have no idea. But I tell you one thing, and that's all I got to say. I am all in on whatever it takes to get Jalen Ramsey here. I don't care what it takes.
You're going to have to go and fly to Jacksonville and tell the owner, probably at gunpoint, that he has to trade
him. He doesn't want to trade him. Everybody's called about him. They came out. Schefter reported. Somebody offered 2 number 1 picks. They said no. They don't want to trade him. You can't make a team trade somebody.
Yeah, that's the worst part about trades. This isn't Madden where you can go in and press a button and make the other team make the trade. You can't do that.
They didn't give him Nick Foles. Nick Foles signed for a bunch of money and then promptly lost his job to a rookie that he won't get back.
Yeah, Nick Foles got Wally pipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got some type of relationship with him, man. Help us.
No, he signed as a free agent. There's no relationship. That was a free agent move.
No relationship.
It wasn't a trade.
What can we do, fellas? There's other corners out there
that they're going to have to trade for. The problem is, because they moved the trade deadline to week 8, which teams are considered themselves completely out of it? Unless that team feels like that, they're completely out of it. They don't want to make a trade. Jacksonville doesn't think they're out of it because they're in a weak division, and they like their young quarterback that took over for Foles.
And to echo that point, how many teams this week are 3-2?
Right.
Yeah, that could be 2-3. There might be a lot of teams that think, quote-unquote, they're still in it come week 8.
They will get a corner. The question is, will they get a corner with enough time left? Like, if they were to lose this game, then you got to go to Dallas with bad corners, but you might get Jalen Mills back. So,
there's another pocket that's collapsing by, around him.
Yep, but he made it happen, and that was a hold.
That's a hold and a half by Seumalo.
Got away with that one. Yep. And Aguilar, who has a couple catches.
Back.
They're in field goal range, if nothing else now. Thanks, DeMar. Yeah, I understand what people want Jalen Ramsey. The Eagles want him, too. But if you call them and you say 2 first-round picks and they say no, you know what your job is to do? Hang up the phone and call somebody else.
Yep.
Because you can't go beyond
other
that.
Good I mean, calling up Arizona and explain. I feel like Patrick Peterson getting traded is a lot more realistic than Jalen Ramsey at this point. Because Arizona's in a rebuild. By the time they're actually good, Patrick Peterson is not going to be anywhere near what he is now, the value-wise.
Right.
So that's more realistic right there. Harris out in Denver might be a realistic possibility. And there's probably somebody out there that we haven't even mentioned. You know, a lot of times the guy that you get isn't a guy that's routinely mentioned. I didn't hear a lot of people calling up saying, go get Golden Tate last year. So,
right.
Not a great throw, but I think his arm is hit on that one because the pocket, the pocket is collapsing quickly. This offensive line's done a really bad job.
They can make some adjustments to the second half. You know what? 24-13 and the ball in the second half wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
No. Getting the ball in the second half is huge. You know, you defer for a reason. Now, obviously, getting a touchdown would be better because at that point you're only down one score.
Right.
And amazingly, you could be back to being tied in this game.
Yep. Just like you thought.
Yep.
Couldn't step into his throw.
Carson Wentz, I mean, that's a routine throw from, like, I make that kind of throw, but for Carson Wentz, that's.
Now, you thought somebody must have touched, and sure enough, he couldn't follow through, and. Who was that? Surprise, surprise. Tough catch, but Hollis didn't, what we were talking about. Can't go get a ball.
That's the second time they've kind of gone after Trey Waynes, too.
And he kind of had something there.
He's step for step with the guy every time, but it seems like that's.
Kick the field goal,
the target that they've.
Kick the field goal, Doug.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like Hollins, go up there, and now you push off, go get the ball. See?
It's bad.
Like, I just wish they had a guy. They need a guy right now who can just go get a damn ball.
You know, and the scary part for me is the guy that's supposed to be that is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who can't get on the field.
Right, and that's a fake.
Oh, my God.
I don't like this.
No, I don't like this.
And it's, of course, it's picked off.
That'll be heavily criticized.
Because it was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
Terrible.
That was awful.
What is that? Take the points.
When did Jake Elliott learn how to throw a football?
I mean, he never did.
He's a former tennis player. Like, he played tennis. This is what we're doing?
I mean, this was moronic. It was moronic.
You know, and one of the problems is he was
24-13. You get the ball. If it's 24-20, you're in the damn game. What are you doing there?
Goddard's open, but he's not behind the sticks.
Right. So even if he catches it,
it's
because remember, because it was a field goal, the guy's is 10 yards deep. So he has to throw the ball 15 yards, something he's never done in his damn life.
That's what Barry one of the stupidest plays I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
That is moronic.
Okay.
That's going to cost them the game.
That could cost them the game.
Yeah,
if they lose by three, I mean, that's...
That's unbelievably stupid. That would have been stupid if they completed it.
Right.
It's just dumb. I'm dumb about it.
And then this is where social media, people get on my nerves. This is why I feel like I have to block people.
I don't even want to go on social media after that.
I go moronic by Doug. Truly moronic. And that's a fact. That's not even an opinion.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Unless it's executed, then it's genius. I said, no, it's stupid then. Sometimes you get away with something stupid.
Yeah.
Kick the field goal.
Yeah, you can get away.
24-13 is fine.
You can get away with a robbery, but it doesn't mean it was a good decision.
Right.
I mean, that's dumb. He sat in a play call and said, yeah, I'll have Jake Elliott sling the rock. And by the way, he's got to throw it, 15 yards? I don't have faith in this guy's arm to throw it 15 yards on a rope. And then he forces a throw in there because no one's open. Because he doesn't have an arm. I mean, literally, he's staring down Goddard and nobody else is open.
It's terrible. I am disgusted.
There's nothing good you can say about that.
I am just...
You took points off the board away.
All right, so 610-632-0975. We're going to break now. Then we're going to go a nice long way taking your calls. Oh, boy. Eagles trail 24-10 at the half. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Before we get to Tuck real fast, I want to address the fake field goal. Okay, people are saying, oh, you take it by surprise, blah, 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 blah. I like to call field goals do you no good. I can understand that. I can go with you there. You know where I can't go with? Then have Carson Wentz throw the pass and not a kicker.
I don't care. I'm sick of
you. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to go for it, just go for it. I can't, with your offense, not with a kicker.
I hate the people that are saying, well, you're being hypocritical because if it worked, it'd be genius. No, if you get away with murder, it doesn't make it a good decision.
Exactly.
It was dumb. If it was completed or not, that's a dumb move. To have your kicker, who was a former tennis player, it wasn't like he played, you know, quarterback in high school.
Right. This guy, probably this is his first throw in his damn life. You do it with your offense. If you think you can get 4 yards, you get it with Carson Wentz. You don't get it with a damn kicker and then defend it like an idiot. These people are on my nerves.
Jake Elliott doesn't even play quarterback when he plays Madden.
No, he puts himself at kicker, so he really doesn't play that much. He computer plays, and then he kicks the extra points, and he kicks.
That's it. He just sends in some kicks. That's a dumb play call.
Like, it's a dumb play call.
There's
because
no way
it's
to slice
a dumb
it.
Play call. Going for it with your offense, if the coach says, hey, we're going for seven, fine. I would have taken the points, but I could live with it. But don't you dare try to convince me or Pat or Tyler or anyone with a damn brain that a kicker throwing a pass in traffic was smart.
And now that he's so far back, he had to throw it like, what, 15 yards to get the first down? Come on. Use your common sense.
All right. Tuck, I'm sorry about that.
I like the passion. I like the heart. Man, I love it. I will tell you guys very quickly that, you know, I wish as a Jet fan I had a coach that played to win rather than always having a coach that plays not to lose.
To win the game.
Good. Well done there. But I will say one thing about that play, and I agree with you guys 100%. The issue you did not touch on, and this is my biggest one, is they had used their third timeout. From a mathematical point of view, and I always look at the math, even if you get the first down, how often are you actually getting a touchdown? Because then you got to rush the offense back out there, spike the ball, and then you still have to get in the end zone. Otherwise, you're still kicking a field goal. The odds are, even if you were to complete that fake, I would say probably 60 to 80% of the time, you're still just getting a field goal.
Well, and actually, my buddy Bluto texted me and said, even if you complete that pass, the clock probably runs out because you're in bounds and you don't have your offense on the field. So you got to get your offense back on the field.
Yeah.
It's just a dumb play call.
If there's a minute and 20 seconds left and they've got a timeout or two left, it's a different thing. I still agree with you. I'd rather have Carson Wentz throw the ball than my kicker. But at least, you know, maybe you saw something in the film and there's a fake that could work. But with 28 seconds left or whatever there was and no timeouts, that is a low percentage play. And, it is what it is.
It's unbelievable. Now, look at this game real fast. On the point spread, I play Sugar House. Vikings on the money line, minus 1,000. Eagles plus 600 if you like them. Eagles plus 11 now. What do you think about that as we sit at the half with them down? They should literally be down right now 11, but instead they're down 14.
Yeah, listen, I actually, you know, I backed up the truck on the Eagles today, and I've been wrong and wrong and wrong. You know, tell me which Eagles secondary is going to play. You know, the thesis, sometimes you got to look at a game and just think, am I wrong here? You know, can we not get after the passer? You know, is the pass rush not going to work for us? Can we not stick with Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen? And if that's the case, and if we're going to make Kirk Cousins look like Joe Montana or Tom Brady, it's going to be a long day for the Eagles, obviously. That said, I mean, I think the value is definitely on the Eagles side. I have them at plus 11.5. I've got them at plus 9.5, and I got plus 3.5. I'm hoping to win one of those bets.
I got you.
I've been doing the same thing.
Yeah, so
and let me tell you, when it was 24-3, I was like, I can't hit it anymore.
Oh, I already broke two iPads, okay? I've already thrown them against the wall, so even if the Eagles were to win this game, I'm down, because I'm down $2,000 in iPads.
Yeah, I mean, luckily they're pretty cheap, so...
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'm very upset about this game. Is there anything you like around the league right now, maybe in some live action?
You know, I mean, I think, I mean, if you're looking at the Houston Texans, you know, Kansas City Chiefs game right now, the Chiefs... I mean, I give the Texans credit, man. They are fighting and they are battling back. I still think this Chiefs team is going to figure some things out and get back in it. Right now, they're getting a couple points, and I think they're going to come back and keep this game real close and possibly win it. We'll see how that one plays out. But I mean, if I'm going to go there, I'm definitely looking at the Chiefs. I still like the Jets, as I mentioned earlier, getting a lot of points. The one thing I'll point out, I said it earlier on, Dallas's both left and right tackle are out today, and I think the Jets defense can be effective versus that team. But it's, you know, it's a tough go. I think there's going to be a lot of points. I mean, you're looking at the Eagles game as well. You know, the over has been shattered already, and I don't see anything changing right now. But, you know, you look at the way the Eagles secondary has played, and you look at Carson Wentz, they should be able to move the ball, continue to move the ball. You know, if you're going to bet there, I do like the over.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Tuck. We'll talk to you in the start of the fourth quarter about what you may like at 4 o'clock Sunday night, Monday night, etc. Thanks so much, man.
Can I ask you one question before I go?
Sure.
Because Eagle fans out there, because I'm not an Eagles fan. I mean, I'm an objective sports bettor. I just look for value. Man, I feel like I'm aging. Just watching the first half.
We're with you. I actually tweeted out that they were doing damage to my mental psyche.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is just there's nothing worse than when you think they're going to win and they're getting blown out. And that's how I was when they were down 24-3. I still think they can win the game, but it wasn't looking good.
No. And this is, like I said, I mean, this is a big second half for the Eagles, just because, I mean, you look at the wins they've had this season and you look at the losses they've had this season. You know, beating the Redskins and the Jets is not something you hang your hat on. Anyway, I'll talk to you the fourth quarter, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
He's right. We talk a lot about what good teams have Dallas beaten. I mean, all right, yeah.
The Eagles went in and beat Green Bay.
They
beat a good team.
Absolutely.
They beat a good team.
Absolutely. They need to beat.
Not multiple.
They need to beat. That's the thing. I need to see multiple. I need to see multiple good teams. I can't just see one. And I don't want to take that win away from them, because obviously it was great. They're down 10-0 on the road. They're facing adversity, but that's one of the problems I have with this team is, you know, you get down 10-0 hole on the road against Green Bay. You come out, you win it. Great. You get down in a hole against the Vikings. What was it? 14-0 at one point, 24-3. You got to climb out of that. At what point do you not dig yourself into a hole? At what point do you just come out and beat a good team from start to end? You just boat race a team. That's what they did in the Super Bowl year. They were boat racing teams. I haven't seen that this season against a solid team. Granted, they haven't had a chance to play a really solid team other than Green Bay, but this was a test for them, and they're failing it so far.
I'm disgusted by it. And the coaching and that call and the fact that there's a social media debate about that call. Tyler, weigh in real fast as the Eagles start the half. What do you think about having a kicker throw it on in that situation?
Well, I think you said it best. If you're going to go for it, you know, what's the line between aggressive and crazy?
Right.
It's when you give the ball to your kicker trying to throw the football. If you're going to go for it, Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. You can get it done. If you don't, you live with it. You made a decision.
Right.
But you cannot make a decision and say, I'm going to give the ball to my kicker to make a throw. Well, because here's the thing, even on the backside, if you're going to say, hey, maybe Elliott could have flipped it to the holder's the punter.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not a backup quarterback.
Exactly.
As my buddy Bluto texted in, it's like, you got to get your off. Think about this. Like, you complete the pass, it's probably in bounds. Then you've got to get your entire offense back on the field to spike it. You, at that point, you've probably run out of time.
So it was dumb no matter what, because you not only need to complete the pass, but you need to have the guy get out of bounds. That's not easy. When your kicker is backed up about 10 yards, you got to make a 15-yard throw.
Right. This is not an easy play. And then, oh, if it was a terrible call and it sets them back. And then they start the half here. And if they score a touchdown, those 3 points are going to haunt you. Your kicker already made a field goal, a 50-something-yard field goal.
He's been really good this season.
Been good all year.
You know, I came in and I thought he was the weak point of the team.
I agree with you. I thought the same thing. Like, I don't trust that kicker. Let's watch it.
Changed my opinion at this point. I'm no longer, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I'm no longer nervous when.
At least we actually know this is actual wood.
This is a nice wooden studio here.
Yeah, we do know that.
Oh, yeah, because they're tearing it apart so we can see it. Yeah. But yeah, I don't understand that at all. And that'll be heavily criticized all week long. Great throw. Miles Sanders.
And run after the catch, and he doesn't fumble. First and goal for the Eagles, right down the field.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Now, let me ask you.
Yeah, but imagine right now if it's 24-13, and you're in the red zone.
And we'll be saying that all game.
And because even if you get held to a field goal here, and it was 24-16, it's a one-score game.
That's what I don't understand. You're not at home. You're not up a lot. You don't have this luxury. You know, like, that's a play, honestly, that if I'm the Vikings, you might make that call because you're up.
Right, like, oh, yeah, let's play. We're playing with them. Let's go for the jugular right now.
Yeah, let's just demoralize them. You're going to make that's a hey, the Philly special worked 2 years ago. So let's
and there's a good guy, Bill Power. He's a good guy. He works for the Wall Street Journal. He's from Philly. He's a good guy. But he compared it to Philly. The problem is the person throwing Philly was a college quarterback.
Yes.
Everybody forgets.
Trey Burton was a Swiss Army knife. He played every position. And then, you know what? He was at the UFC fight last night, and they said tight end, former Florida tight end. And I said out loud, actually, he was the quarterback at Florida. Now, he eventually played tight end, but that's a forgotten part of it, is he had thrown the ball. You know, I mean, you can't tell me there's no other guy on that team that's a former quarterback. Marcus Smith was a former quarterback.
And here's the other part.
Lane Johnson's a former quarterback.
Right. So what you do is you put in the holder, a quarterback of some kind, and maybe they don't notice, and you throw it with a person who throws. Look at Carson.
Look at Carson. Evades and gets the touchdown. And it would be tied right now if you had scored.
It'd be 24-20.
Well, I'm saying it would be tied if you had scored a touchdown on that. But you're right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I don't mind.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Listen.
No, you're right.
Pending the extra point, you go right down the field and get. So it could have been 10 straight points. Oh.
Great play by Carson.
Carson to
extend that play. And Lane Johnson kind of got blown up on that one. But Carson just evades, boom, finds the open man. He is so good at that. So good. And I'll tell you what. This is a bad day for the Carson Wentz haters.
Yep. He is ball. No, no.
Because Carson Wentz is keeping them in this game.
Oh, yes, he is.
He is single-handedly he's willing them to a game that should be a blowout.
Yep.
No, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to bring up the guy's name. Yep. Just go with the point.
All right. This is what we're going to do.
Bring his name.
All right. 610-6320. That's time. We're going to get this break in now. Then we're going to come to you about 30 minutes uninterrupted. We'll just be here. Tyler on the other side, I promise we'll get to the scores finally. All right. It's settled down. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.